Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You're listening to the Work for Life show. I'm your host. I'm Bill Eater. And I want to thank you for taking the time to listen in on this Labor Day. I want to say happy Labor Day to the workers. And to the wannabe workers, I want to say that it's time to make some changes and make things happen for yourself. Your destiny is in your hands, and that's what I want to talk with you about today. There is a way, and it must come from you. And today, what I want to talk to you about is actually starting your own business. Because if you've been waiting for job creation to get back to work, then I want you to consider some things that I want to talk with you about today. I know what it takes to operate a business, and I know what it takes to get out and work on a job for hundreds of years. And operating your own business is going to give you a lot more satisfaction if you are an entrepreneur type person. Now, if you're not an entrepreneur, you're probably not interested in today's show. But if you're not working today and you need to have money coming in, I can talk to you today about having money coming in this time next week. I know what it takes, and I want to help you today in this 30 minutes. This is the Work for Life show. I'm Bill Leader. You can call me B. You can contact me here at my message board at blogtalkradio.com/workforlife, or you can catch up with me on Twitter at Work for Life, BEA, or you can email me at WFL@workforlife.net. I'll talk with you about any concerns that you have about operating your own business. I will talk to you about the financing, to you about collaborating with others who are in the Houston area especially. I'll help you, and I want to help you, and I can help you. So the offer is yours to receive or to reject, but I don't think anyone should be without work, and I do have a formula for that. Self-employment is job creation, and that's what you want to think about. It's actually job creation. One of my favorite authors of being productive is Benjamin Franklin. And it was Benjamin Franklin who said, early to bed, early to rise, makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. That statement means a lot. And if you're willing to follow this statement in your life daily, you will see better health, you will see better wealth, and you will be wiser. So the three businesses I want to focus on today is handyman services, housekeeping services, and lawn care services, those three services. Now, I call these house helper services because I operate a house helper business, and I have entrepreneurs who work with me to get their business going and stay with me as a means to accommodate their needs and collaborate with others, giving them also an access to place a business where they can meet customers, a place where they can have events without it costing them an arm and a leg, and advertising services. I want to help people create their own jobs. Self-employment is job creation. You have to have desire, diligence, details, discipline, and determination. You got to know what it is that you want to do. You got to be willing to do it and not willing to give up. You have to be a risk taker, but it's not difficult. It's not difficult at all, and that's what I want to speak with you about. Job creation can begin with you with self-employment. Even if you have a job, self-employment is a supplement to the income that you have already. But I want to talk with you very frank and give you some very quick ideas about what to do to make some money. If you have the skills of a handyman, the skills of a housekeeper, or the skills of lawn care, and if you have access to equipment to do either of those services, to perform them, then why are you jobless? So what I want you to do is to make up your mind that you don't have to be jobless and be willing to self-employment. All you got to do is decide on something that you're experienced with or something that you're passionate about, or both, if preferably. But experience and a passion are the two things that'll get you going. Next thing you want to do is be sure that you get involved in something that's a repeat business. That means that you'll do it for the same individual or the same business on a schedule over and over again, and you'll be bringing in new businesses. I suggest to people to always start by doing what you can do based on the money that you actually have available right now, the equipment that you have at hand right now, and what do you have in supply in the way of materials to do what it is you want to do. Because you got to use what you have, and if you don't have money, you got to use the equipment you have and the material and the skills that you have. So, the gist is to do what you can do based on what you have available. So you may not today begin the business that you might be starting even a month from now. But you can do something right now to start to bring in money if money is what you need. One of the things I always share with people is you can barter or you can do yard sales. Everybody can do that. That is a way to bring in money. And with yard sales or bartering, you can bring in money anywhere from $100 a week to $400 or $500 based on what you have available and what you're willing to part with. And trust me, if you're unemployed right now and not bringing in any money and things are surrounding you in your way called clutter, start to sell those things. You want to do what you can do today, then you'll do a little bit more tomorrow, and then you'll find yourself doing even more this time next week. All you need to do is figure out what to do to make money now, and I'm thinking about handyman services, housekeeping, or yard care services, but there are numerous others, and I'll be talking with you about different things, but those are three things you can do from your home with almost next to nothing and be able to start making money within the week. You just have to figure out what to do. What are your desires? What is your goal? And move toward that. And remember, everything that we do along the way to success isn't a piece, and it isn't necessarily what we're pleased in doing. That's a fact. So keep that in mind. We do not approach life thinking everything that we do And every job that we have is going to be the perfect job with the perfect money, with the perfect boss, with the perfect coworkers. That's just not reality. Reality is making that money, figuring out what you need to do to make that money. And that's why I say these three businesses, handyman, lawn care, or housekeeping, which I call house helper services, these are things you can do and start making money within a week. Just remember, every journey begins with a single step. Now, here's what to do to make money in a week. Very simple. Decide what you're going to do. You're going to factor in the cost of your labor and supplies, because you want to get paid for your labor and you want to get paid for your supplies. So you're going to decide based on your labor and based on your supplies how much to charge hourly before you get not even one customer. You determine how many hours it's going to take to do a specific job. And then you're going to bid on the job with these hours of work in mind. But you're not going to discuss how many hours it's going to take. In your mind, you know how many hours. So you're going to bid on the job with this customer with the number of hours in mind and how much you're going to charge per hour. So say if you decide you have a six-hour job and you want to make $15 an hour. Now, you might say, well, I was working and making more than that. Well, how much are you making now? Because I'm not asking you to walk off a job where you're making $25 an hour right now to go and make $15 an hour. But if you're making zero right now, that's enough for you to decide 15 is better than zero. So if you look at a job and it's going to take you 6 hours to do that job, what I want you to do is decide what you want hourly. So I'm just going to use the figure $15. So 6 hours at $15 an hour will come to $90. That's a $90 bid. So you can make $90 in this day. Now, here's the catch. You're going to get paid this amount, $90. That's your bid. You're going to get paid this $90. And even if it takes you 8 hours to do it, you're going to do it for the 90. And even if it takes you 4 hours to do it, you're going to do it for the 90. And as you get good with whatever it is that you're doing, you're going to find it's not going to take a long time. But you always put so many, enough hours in there so that when you go over, you will never go in the hole. And that's the way you're going to make money, because the person who need this job done, whether it's housekeeping, whether it's their lawn cut, or whether it's a handyman service, they're going to pay you this $90 because they can't do it themselves. And you're right there knocking on the door saying that you can do this, or you send a card in the mail saying you can do this. You tell them what you can do. Tell them what you charge. But you give them a minimum. And your minimum need to be $90. Minimum fee, $90. Now, if you don't want to put the minimum fee on the card based on your community, always have the minimum fee in your mind, $90, because you're thinking 6 hours work. And when you look at it, that's what you're going to try to keep it at. And if it turns out that you cannot do it for the 6 hours, when you go and bid, you're going to bid accordingly, but not less than $90. So you're going to always take your time when you do the job. You're going to work to satisfy your customer when you do the job. You're going to ask your customer for repeat business. You're going to ask your customer to refer you to others. You're going to give incentives to your customer, say, like, 4 jobs in 30 days, and they get 50% off their next job, that type of thing. And then you want to give some discounts to your regular customers once you get them. So let me tell you again, these are the things you want to do in your new business. Take your time when you do your job, work to satisfy your customer, ask for repeat business, ask to be referred to others, give incentives, and give discounts. It's as simple as that. and you will find yourself where you need to be before you know it, in a week, making money. Now, there are some things you're going to need to do as a business person. Community networking is going to matter. Social skills are it's going to matter. Your appearance matters. Advertising matters. Now, you may not need to advertise right away, but you're going to need to. And if you need to advertise right away, this is where Work for Life comes in, because we can help you with advertising at a fee you can afford to pay. This we can promise you. You have to do community networking, get to know the merchants in your community, get to know the workers in your community, get to know the residents in your community, get to know your neighbors. You need to have social skills. Arm yourself with communication skills for your business based on what your business is. Be able to talk about that business that you got. Be charming. Learn to negotiate. Don't quit. Show interest when you're talking to people. Talk about how your business can help them. How can your business help your neighbor that can't cut their yard? You see that yard is grown up. You can reach out and be a help. Your appearance is going to matter. Be sure that you dress appropriately based on the type of business that you are operating, business or service. And, of course, like I said about the advertising, most small businesses cannot afford advertising. But Work for Life is an advertising agency that can provide you with advertising to meet the market that you need. So if you're waiting for job creation to get back to work, you must consider self-employment, because self-employment definitely is job creation. That's what it is. So, if you're waiting for a job creation to get back to work, stop waiting. Consider self-employment. Learn what you need to do to create a job for yourself in a week, right here. I've just given it to you, and it's very simple. Bringing in money is key to peace of mind. Starting a business to bring in money is a great place to start. Put your business plan in place and know exactly what you're going to sell, how much you're going to charge, when you will and will not work, who your target market is, and why your offered services or goods is going to lead to satisfied customers and profit for yourself. Solicit your business skills to family, who you know, your community. Start with people you're familiar with and comfortable with, and then branch out. House Help Services create a win-win for the self-employed, for the homeowner, for area merchants, and it equals a thriving community. That's how we get these communities back in shape. Because when you start working, you can put people to work in your community doing the same job you're doing and getting paid. So once if you're getting from your customer $15 an hour and you pay a worker $8 an hour, then not only are you making something, but your worker is making something. You're buying things that you need, so area merchants are making money, and the persons that you're working for are getting some work done in their community with people they trust and at a price they can afford. And that's what this is about, self-employment, offering people good work at a price that they can afford. And it has to begin with you. You can do it. You just have to have a mind to do it and realize that if you don't get it done, nobody will do it for you. Nobody can do it for you. Only you can do it. Your destiny is in your hand. So experience matters, but it's not everything. Networking and a good personality, you can't beat it. You got to look the part. You got to advertise. So, are you ready to start your business? Well, you can contact me with any questions or concerns you have. 24-222-5248. That's how you can contact me. Now, I have a few minutes left, and my chat room is open, so I'm going to go there and wait to hear from you. You can email me, WFL@workforlife.net, and I promise you I'll answer you. You can message me right here at blogtalkradio.com/workforlife, and I'm on Twitter at workforlifebea. I want to help. I can help, but only if you decide first that you're going to help yourself. We can put our communities to work, and when we do that, we will see that peace will come. But there is no peace when people are not able to support themselves and their families. There is no peace. There is no way. And starting your own businesses in communities is the best way, because the people know you. And when they know you and you provide the service, they trust you. So handyman services, housekeeping services, and lawn care services. Those three things. I just gave you your start. What I'm going to do now, like I say, my chat room is open, so if you want to give me a call, I'll be there in a minute. Yeah. Okay, so I'm here and I'm waiting for your call. You don't have to be in Houston, wherever you are, you can call in 424-222-5248. Self-employment is job creation. 24-222-5248. Email WFL@workforlife.net. My message board right here at blogtalkradio.com/workforlife. And I'm on Twitter at workforlifebea. Good hard work will clean up the streets of your city. Work hard, get through working, you feel good, you got some money in your pocket. All you want to do is have a good time. Not looking for nothing and no roving eyes. Self-employment is job creation. There's not a company that was built that did not start with one person trying to make a difference with their passion, with a need that they saw, and they wanted to supply that need. Right now, 2015, we have a baby boom generation. They are retiring by the tens of thousands every day. There are services that can be provided. You can provide a lot of those services and get paid good money to do it and be able to bring others on board to work with you. So there is no reason to be jobless in America. Start using your services and paying you. You're happy. They're happy. Your merchants are making more money in your community. your community begins to thrive. Crime rates goes down. It's attached. Work is attached to crime. Now, it does not mean that working people does not commit crimes. But it means that non-working people are definitely most likely to crimes when it comes down to there is no other way. What's your question? What's your comment? Waiting. What's your comment? What's your question? We still have millions of unemployed people, and you can't wait creation by the person who voted for you. Can't do that. Okay? You have to do this yourself. And I'm offering you the skills. I have shows right here in the archive files. Please use them. And again, to the workers, happy Labor Day. I hope that you appreciate the unions, because the unions is responsible for your Labor Day. To those who are not, to workers who don't have jobs, hopefully this time next year, I'll be wishing you a happy Labor Day. But if you're not working, there's no need to wish you a happy Labor Day, because you haven't worked. But you should. And if you're self-employed, that counts. So I'm looking forward to helping you. Whether you're in Houston or you're in another city, Tamora, Ferguson, McKinney, any of the cities, Detroit, doesn't matter what age you are, 18 to 80, there's something you can do if you want to be out there making money. Okay, well, I'm about at the end, so I appreciate you listening. If you're listening live, and I appreciate the archive files, and you know how to reach me, and please do. Whatever your question, I can help. You've been listening to the Work for Life show. I'm your host. I'm Bill Leader, and I want you to talk to me about my house helper services. Win-win. No reason to be unemployed. Self-employment is job creation.